This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve, and it is chilly, and get used to it. Next 10 days, we will not see 70 degrees during the day, and overnight, a very real possibility. We'll start seeing some more of those freeze warnings. Overnight lows for most of us going to be about 35 tonight, but all of it is trending downward. Obviously, you and I have been focused on our election here in Virginia, governor and lieutenant governor and attorney general. And maybe we've taken our eye off of New York just a little bit. New York City seems poised right now to elect this Zohran Mamdani. I will tell you that Eric Adams, who is currently the mayor of New York City, who dropped out of the race a few weeks back, has now endorsed Andrew Cuomo. Curtis Sliwa is the Republican nominee. He said he is absolutely positively not getting out. So those two guys continue to split this anti-Mamdani vote. Who is Mamdani? Well, Robert Spencer, who's been with us many times before, a tremendous author, has a new book that is available now in paperback. It's called Intifada on the Hudson, The Selling of Zohran Mamdani. And I'm happy to say that Robert is joining us. Robert, my friend, welcome.
Hey, good to be back. Thank you.
Yeah, great to have you here. A lot of us have been confused even about this guy's name. And now that we're hearing the name more, who is he really? What is he really all about?
Well, he denies it, but I've got the receipts in the book. He is a straight-up Marxist. He wants to have the state own everything, control everything, every aspect of your life coming from the dictates of the government. And he is not the adherent of just one radical anti-American ideology, which would be bad enough, but of two, because not only is he a Marxist, but he's also a Twelver Shiite Muslim. And the Twelver Shiites are the sect that is the official religion of the Islamic Republic of Iran, where they chant death to America regularly. And the Ayatollah Khamenei, the supreme leader of Iran, has made it clear that he said the death to America is not just a slogan. It's our policy. It's our goal. It's the mission of the regime. And so imagine the kind of damage this guy could do as the adherent of both of these America-hating ideologies if he becomes mayor of New York.
Robert, let's start with the economic portion of this, because he is a guy who tells us he's all about helping poor people and rent should be affordable and food should be sold by the city of New York at bargain basement rates, and everything needs to be financed with these evil millionaires and billionaires until he's able to eliminate millionaires and billionaires. But this is a guy, unless I've missed it here, he's had a pretty plush life himself, right? He's just spinning a tail.
Oh, yeah. He's an incredible child of privilege. He's the son of multimillionaires. His mother is a very well-known filmmaker, Mira Nair. She did a movie, Mississippi Masala, with Denzel Washington and other big hit movies. So he, for example, he got married, Zohran Mamdani, earlier this year, and he had not one, not two, but three wedding receptions on three different continents. Wow. To accommodate his friends and family in New York, as well as his wife's family in Dubai and his father's his parents' family in Uganda. And so that cost millions of dollars. He has always had been at the highest echelons of society, had lots and lots of money. He just wants to take it away from everybody else.
He is the quintessential Nepo baby, as the term is used now, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And he's the quintessential Marxist, really, because you remember in the Soviet Union and everywhere else where Marxism has been in power, it's the leaders live high and have these wonderful mansions and lake houses and everything else. It's only the poor people who live in the communal housing and all that.
Robert Spencer is joining us. Book is called Intifada on the Hudson, The Selling of Zohran Mamdani. Tell us about his, well, here's what it seems to me, Rod. I'll just be honest with you. I think the guy is just a stone-cold anti-Semite, and I say that as a Jewish guy with a couple of decades of life behind me. Am I reading him wrong, or is that just who he is?
I don't think there's any doubt about it. It's very clear. He's actually said that he wasn't interested in politics until he got involved with the BDS movement, and that the BDS movement and fighting against Israel is the reason why he became a politician, and it's the center of his political identity and goals. And so this is not just one of his policies. When he says that he refuses to condemn the phrase globalize the intifada, and he's gotten a lot of criticism for that, and he says it's just a cry for equality, he's not being honest. What it really is the first and second intifada in Israel were occasions for Palestinians to murder large numbers of Israeli civilians. And so when he refuses to condemn that, he is refusing to condemn the idea that Jews should be killed in Western countries, including in the United States. Now imagine, New York has the largest Jewish population outside of Israel in the world. What's he going to do to protect those people? As mayor, probably he's just going to make them more in danger.
Jeez. And yet, I will say it, they're my people. I guarantee there are a slew of left-wing Jews in New York City who have flocked to his side. Am I right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, yeah. And that's a shame. But that's really something that is a phenomenon that has a long, deep roots, that Jews joined the socialist movement at its beginning. Yep. Because they were so discriminated against, and the socialists were promising everybody's going to be treated the same way. And it became a certain sense of cultural habit that they need to break now, but some of them are slow in doing so.
He clearly despises President Trump, but he seems to have a special place in his hatred for Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel. He's threatening to arrest him, correct?
Yeah, that's right. He said several times, and recently as well, that if Netanyahu sets foot in New York City, he will have him arrested on the basis of the International Criminal Court arrest warrant. Now, this he's just saying, I'm just following the law. But that is another lie, because neither the U.S. nor Israel are signatories to the agreement that created the International Criminal Court. And so they're not bound by its decisions. And as corrupt as that decision was, even if it were completely on the up and up, not even the United States government, much less the mayor of New York, would have any obligation to follow it. And so he's just looking for a way to embarrass and persecute Netanyahu when he says this.
What are his chances now? If Eric Adams is out, and now he's endorsed Cuomo, Curtis Lee was staying in it. I'm not asking you to do a prediction, but it's not looking good.
It's not looking good. And Curtis, really, he should do some soul searching, because he's been criticized lately for hitting Cuomo, and certainly Cuomo's eminently hittable. Yeah. Cuomo has a terrible record. He's just another leftist corruptocrat, and it's a shame that this is the choice that New Yorkers have. But the fact is that Sliwa is spending all his time hitting Cuomo and not Mamdani. And Mamdani is a much more serious threat. And it's very likely at this point that he's going to get elected unless history is full of surprises. He still may not, but he's got a big lead in the poll.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Wow.
What do you think he does? Let's presume for a second that, in fact, he wins this election. What does he do in the first couple of days as mayor of New York City?
Well, I think he's going to try to start to implement all his free stuff programs. And that means massively increasing taxes to pay for them. And that will trigger the exodus of anybody who owns a business and people who have any wealth from New York. Probably, ultimately, he will end up bankrupting the city. And then you know what he's going to do. He'll blame Trump.
Right. Well, you remember, I mean, it's not the first time that New York City would have gone bankrupt. And I wonder, even taking all the economic stuff off the table, just how dangerous New York City becomes. I'm telling you, man, this is a play that Snake Plissken is going to feel very comfortable.
Yeah, absolutely. We have to understand that as a Marxist, as well as a 12er Shiite Muslim, Mamdani wants New York to be dangerous. It's not just a byproduct that he doesn't intend of his crazy policies. He wants it because the whole idea is to destabilize the present system so that it ultimately collapses and can be replaced by whichever utopian system he ends up opting for in the end, if he gets that far, that is, Marxism or Sharia.
Oh, God. Wow. What an absolutely awful situation. And here we are 25 years after September the 11th, those terrorist attacks. I just could never have imagined this. Could you, Rob?
No, but really, it went wrong right from the beginning. You know, when George W. Bush, 6 days after 9/11, was warning us about Islamophobia instead of talking about being resolute and fighting against all this. And so it's been a long time coming. What we see in Mamdani has been prepared for the last 25 years.
Robert Spencer, the book is called Intifada on the Hudson. I'm looking at it on Amazon right now. Is that the best place for folks to get it, Robert, or you suggest someplace else?
That's the place to get it. It's available right now.
All right, Robert, as always, my friend, thank you for being here. I want to get you back. I want to dive more into this. God forbid he's elected, but especially if that's the case, get you back with an even deeper dive. That is Robert Spencer. The book is called Intifada on the Hudson, The Selling of Zohran Mamdani. And he is suggesting, Robert suggesting, the author, you get it over on Amazon. 446, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.